Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something very weird happened to me and my daughter over the weekend. Went to go see a movie, thinking we had good 20 minutes before the movie started because of all the trailers and the commercials. There was nothing. They just started the movie, meaning everybody who thought they had some time to get food was missing the movie. We didn't even get to see Nicole Kidman do her thing.
We come to this place for magic. To laugh, to cry, to care. Because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim. And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn.
Come on, man. Maybe a little dramatic.
A little bit, but still.
I go to the movies, I just want to have a good time and have my shoes not stick to the floor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, go ahead, Nicole, do your thing. But my point is that you know you got 20 minutes usually, right? All the trailers, they got to show the commercials, they got to tell you where to buy your snacks, Nicole has to go do her thing, and then the movie star. Oh, reminder to not to talk, to sing, or to text, please.
And to turn off your cell phone.
Yes, and then the movie starts. You always have at least 20 minutes. My daughters both make fun of me because I happen to like the trailers. I like to see what's coming.
Sure, me too, especially because you're like, oh, I never heard of that. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, or you do a mental checklist. Yeah, I'll see that. Pfft, no way I'm seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, you have some time. Well, we didn't on Friday. My daughter and I went to go see September 5, which is a great movie. It documents the kidnapping and the eventual murder of the Israeli Olympic team in the 70s. It happened. It was showing how ABC handled it on live television. Fascinating movie. We got there right in time for the movie to start, as far as the time it was listed as, 7:30 at night.
Sure.
Thinking, we got at least till 7:50, got some food, get to our seats 6 minutes after we get there. Movie's already 6 minutes gone.
Oh.
They started it at 7:30. There was no previews. There was
nothing,
no Nicole Kidman.
Huh?
No place telling you where to get your soda.
No cute little cartoon that shows all the foods that they offer. And
yeah, because it wasn't the 50s.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
No, I just saw that. I was just at the movies a couple of weeks ago, and they had the whole thing with the...
Was it a talkie?
No. Oh, my God. Would you stop?
I just saw it. Has anybody else experienced this?
The movie starting right when it says it's going to start?
Yeah.
No.
I used to work in the movie theater industry.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That was my very first job. I did all of them. I cleaned the popcorn. I gave out the popcorn. Yeah. I sold the tickets. And I did do the screen projections.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I thought you had to be a projectionist to
do that. I was a projectionist for a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When you worked in the movie business, did you ever experience a movie with no trailers?
The one times we only had movies that were without trailers, it was like special engagement ones. Like, you know,
like
those,
a premiere.
Like a premiere.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like,
yes.
If it was like a specialty, hey, we're showing this old movie.
Oh, sure.
In
Tonight
the
we're doing Back to the Future.
Right. Right.
Right. It was a special thing.
Yeah. Other than that, there was always a trailer.
But this was a brand new movie. I mean, it just got nominated for an Oscar this year.
Well, it might be under a special engagement because it is a smaller movie.
And
because of it's his award season. So they probably are just trying to get the number of screenings in to be eligible for certain awards.
I'll bet you it's exactly what you thought, Jess. I didn't even think about that, because to get the number of screenings so that they're eligible.
I've never seen this before, and it wasn't so much of a drag for us because we were only quote-unquote 6 minutes in, but there were people that thought, like we all did, that, well, we still have 20 minutes, and they came in 20 minutes later like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it's a good chunk of movie, Gunther.
Sure.
The movie was only an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
If you ever need more tales from a movie theater expert, I'm here. I've got tales for days. I can give you all the answers you needed to know.
No idea that you were actually a projectionist and all this stuff. I want to hear more. What goes on in that room when the movie's going?
Oh, I have stories.
Well, okay.
Don't you want to know now, John?
Who are you talking to? Of course I want to know. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Costco just announced they're ending their partnership with Nasty Little Pepsi, and they're bringing Coca-Cola products back to the Costco food court. That means instead of having Pepsi, Mountain Dew, or Starry, you'll have sodas like Coke, Sprite, Fanta, and Root Beer.
According to social media, and you just heard it, devastating quote-unquote news for Pepsi fans as Costco is switching to Coke products in their food court. Only in their food court. Let's not riot quite yet.
And it seems that actually, the majority of people are glad that Coca-Cola is back. People weren't happy when they switched to Pepsi in 2013 because of cost saving is the reason they went. Pepsi was a little cheaper for them.
I don't have to say believe it or not, because it's, well, 2025, so believe it. People are losing their minds over this. Jessica?
Oh, my husband is so overjoyed that Coca-Cola will be back at Costco. We have been going, we've heard rumors about this like at the end of last year. It was like a big thing.
It was.
It was a big old rumor. And so now every time we go to Costco, we're like, is it still Pepsi? Oh.
If somebody has an affinity for something, especially when it comes to fountain sodas,
right?
People are very specific on what they like. No, it has to be a Coca-Cola. No, it has to be this. And I will go on record as saying, even though I'm not much of a soda drinker at all anymore, if I were to pick anything, it would have to be a Diet Coke from the fountain. It's the best tasting out of everything that you can get.
So there's a couple different camps, okay? There's pro Pepsi, who are very sad today if you're a Costco frequenter, pro Coke, and you're like, woohoo, or me, I don't really care. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't drink a lot of soda, which is why I don't care. I just want something cold and fizzy and a hot dog that costs a buck. However, I try to equate it to something that I do have passion about. For example, I am a big fan of the Trader Joe's chicken salad. And I have heard rumors that they've kind of mixed the recipe up a little
bit. Oh, they changed it on you?
No, I haven't picked it up. And I think I would on account of the whole palate thing, you know, sophisticated. But
okay.
But I'll pause for the butt kicking. Go ahead. But that would bother me. That that would make me say, oh, man, that really, because every time I'm there, it's like getting a treat.
Yeah.
I get my chicken salad. I love it so much. I'm addicted to it. And just the plain chicken salad. No disrespect to the curry, but I like the plain chicken salad. Okay.
Now, for the most part, everyone I've seen that's talked about this on social media is super excited that Coca-Cola products are back. Have you seen anyone who is sad that Pepsi's gone?
I don't know. I know.
Pepsi Pete down the street. Pepsi Pete.
Pepsi Pete. I did forget about Pepsi Pete. My, I only know.
Well, it's just a bit sweeter, that Pepsi Pete.
I only know one Pepsi person in my life, my Aunt Connie.
Uh-huh.
And so anytime we'd go somewhere and she'd ask if it's Coke or Pepsi, and most places say Coke because most places have Coke, she'd get the most disgusted look on her face, like, how dare you? That's the sound she would make every single time. I'm like, lady, not everybody drinks Pepsi. Most people drink Coke.
Well, but she's feeling the way that people who liked Coca-Cola were. Oh,
but
I totally get it.
She's not expecting it. Like, how dare they?
Well, the good news is They're not raising the price of the hot dog.
That's okay? The combo.
You can get the hot dog and the combo still for $1.50.
Yeah.
Now that they raise that price, then the actual turmoil starts to happen. 833-287-1037. Right now, we want to get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore at Gallagher Square this summer. You'll be there just by taking on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Maybe you'll even win $100. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. So, Tammy, our former coworker and current producer over at KUSI, where we make an appearance every Thursday morning at 9:40. Calling Hula, Tammy, to call him out.
What did he do?
Hula's guilty of doing something that we complained about last week, and that would be, well, why don't you go ahead and tell us, Hula, what you're doing for your daughter right now?
I am her cookie father, so I am selling Girl Scout cookies for her.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
That's Hula right now, at work.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Bothering his coworker. I mean, enticing his coworkers with tasty treats from the Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. Hula, how's your daughter going to learn entrepreneurial skills and enterprise if dad does all the work?
Well, she has done that via, you know, digital forms. If you go to her digital website, you can see what she's done there. I'm just more of like the middleman. I'm the delivery driver. I'm the guy that gets you your cookies. I mean, yes, granted, I do sell them as well, so I kind of work for her. Do I get a commission? No, but I will hold that for something special, like, hey, clean your room. Remember when I sold Girl Scout cookies for you?
Ah.
You know, that kind of stuff. There's my commission.
That's how you're getting paid back. I was wondering about that.
Hula is selling Girl Scout cookies right now, as most scouting parents, scouts are. And Hula, I noticed something different this year about the Girl Scout cookies. When Tam and I moved here from Madison, Wisconsin 14 plus years ago, we were aware of the Girl Scout cookie caramel delights, which are fabulous.
Yes.
When we moved here, we were surprised that they were called their old school name, Samoas. This year, they're not called Samoas. They are now back to Caramel Delights. Do you care to address this controversy?
Well, that's not the only controversy, because Tagalongs, which are the chocolate-covered peanut butter ones, are now called Peanut Butter Patties.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
And then the peanut butter sandwiches were called Dosidos, but they're back to peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes, right. They're back to being what they should be.
Right. So the name change is because of the baker. There's multiple bakers that the Girl Scouts go to, a.k.a. distributors, that make the cookies, and those bakers own the right to the name.
Oh, so they are now getting their Girl Scout cookies from a different baker.
Yes. So the baker that we had before, I can't remember what their name was, but now we are the same baker as Riverside County, which is called ABC Bakers.
Okay. So that baking company, they're called Caramel Delights. The other former baking company, they own the rights to Samoas.
Correct. The only thing that sticks with the Girl Scouts is Thin Mints. Thin Mints across the board are always going to be Thin Mints.
Isn't that odd that they copyright the name, but not the recipe? The recipe is the exact same. You couldn't put a Samoa next to a Caramel Delight and be able to tell the difference by taste.
Actually, there is a subtle difference from what I've heard from, you know, cookie fans.
Okay.
Cookie fans.
I couldn't tell the difference, but I know there's some people that are like, oh, I hate that version of the Samoa. So people can tell.
So what we need to do is we need to get a box of Samoas from someone who still can get those, and then a box of the Caramel Delights and have a taste test.
You mean for your daughter, Hula? For your daughter.
From my daughter, yes.
Hula, can you get your hands on that hot commodity now of Samoas? Are they a collector's item? Maybe on the cookie black market?
I can make some calls and see what I can arrange.
Okay, if you can get one of each so that we can taste test it, we'd love to do that. And of course, we'll buy them from your daughter.
Okay, perfect. Done and done.
I'm going to go on record by saying there's no difference in taste. I'm not a cookie expert, quote unquote, but I have eaten cookies in the past, as you could probably tell by my physique. And I'm going to say that there's absolutely no difference. If you blindfolded me, I couldn't tell the difference.
To those that are fans of that particular cookie, they say there's a subtle taste. There are some Girl Scouts that are from San Diego that refuse to buy the ones now because they are a different baker. I actually work with one of them, and she refuses to buy cookies from me because they are not the old school bakery that she's eating.
Well, hey, if you're going to spend the money, you want what you want, right?
Correct.
I'm fascinated by this now. Right, I'm fascinated by this.
We look forward to getting those from you, honey.
All right, I'm ready.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Hula, stop it. You're better than that. You're better than that. All right, thanks, pal.
Bye, honey.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
John is in Kearney Mesa. What's going down, John?
Hey, how are you?
I can't complain, pal. Thank you so much for asking. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
All right, John, 5 pop culture questions for you, bro. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Reminder to you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
A Nebraska man was sentenced to a year in jail for walking into a brand new DMV and throwing fish and carrots all over the place. What does DMV stand for?
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. Quote, if you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world? Jesse speaks from experience, having played the founder of Facebook in the movie The Social Network. Who is that?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Billy Ray Cyrus's son Trace claims his dad is now threatening to sue him. Trace spoke out last week after Billy's rough performance at a Trump event in D.C., suggesting that Billy needs professional help. Was Billy on the 4th, 6th, or 8th season of Dancing with the Stars?
We'll go with 8th.
Happy birthday to boy banders Nick Carter and Joey Fatone, who both have a birthday today. Tell me the two bands they were in, Nick Carter and Joey Fatone.
Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
And finally, Steven Spielberg says he fought hard to prevent an E.T. sequel, and he succeeded even though he didn't have a legal right to stop it. In E.T., what is the name of the little boy that finds him and helps him phone home?
I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, John, what's on your agenda today, pal?
Just on my way to work.
Hey, question for you. I heard somebody recently say, I hate when people call me pal. And it's become kind of a habit of mine. I noticed I just called you pal. Does it bother you, John?
No, that's no problem.
I guess I always kind of liked it because my dad called me pal once in a while. So it's just kind of a natural thing for me. But I don't want to bother anybody, Tammy. Lord knows. We're all very sensitive nowadays.
My husband's uncle,
yeah.
He and his wife used to call each other pal.
Oh, that's
isn't
very
that sweet?
Sweet. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, John did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, pal.
Hey, pal's mine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pal's my thing. Tammy, a Nebraska man was sentenced to a year in jail for walking into a brand new DMV and throwing fish and carrots all over the place.
Okay.
What does DMV stand for?
Department of Motor Vehicles.
I was reading the police report and they said the DMV smelled very strongly of fish, as did the accused when we caught him.
Ew.
I bet he was crazy with the ladies. It's 1-1. Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. Quote, if you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world? Jesse speaks from experience, having played the founder of Facebook in the movie The Social Network. Who is that?
Mark Zuckerberg.
That's right. John knew that. 2-2. Billy Ray Cyrus's son Trace claims his dad is now threatening to sue him after Trace spoke out last week after Billy's rough performance at a Trump event in D.C., suggesting Billy needs professional help.
God, why does he put that on social media?
And it's the only way you can reach him. Maybe it was like, maybe there was no other way. They tried every other avenue. I don't know, desperation? Concern for your dad?
I just hate family drama on social media.
Was Billy on the 4th, 6th, or 8th season of Dancing with the Stars?
I think it's been a bit. Let's go with 4.
4 is right. John went 8. 3-2 Tam. Happy birthday to boy banders Nick Carter and Joey Fatone, who both have a birthday today. Tell me the two bands they were in, Nick Carter and Joey Fatone.
Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
That's right. In that order. John got that right. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Steven Spielberg says he fought hard to prevent an E.T. sequel, and he succeeded, even though he didn't have a legal right to stop it. In E.T., what is the name of the little boy that finds him and helps him phone home?
Oh, man, what is his name? I just remember Gertie. Jeez, I don't remember. Billy?
Elliot.
Elliot.
He says it like a million times.
No.
All right. Well, today, John, Timmy beats you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but you do have a great prize now, buddy.
You have a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore. They're coming to Gallagher Square at Petco Park on July 19th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I am John and Kearney Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My husband's been sick on and off for the past month. My neighbor Jordan is sick. My neighbor New Gary has been sick. And producer Jessica says that we're going to love this conversation that we're going to have with her mother, June.
Oh, good morning. So great to talk to you.
Oh, good to talk to you, too.
How are things in Tehachapi, California?
Tehachapi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tehachapi.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're smiling huge, producer Jessica. What did you two concoct?
We are going to open a specialty hotel.
Okay.
Where one floor is designated for Ben called You Poor Thing. And it's where wives can drop off their husbands who have a cold or the flu. But, of course, it's always the worst cold. The worst flu, they're gonna die, and you don't want to tolerate them.
My gosh, that's so great.
I'm not sure I appreciate this conversation right now. Because what you're alluding to is
men
that
are terrible patients.
Terrible, terrible patients.
Now, I will say, my husband will admit it. He will say, I am crabby, I am grumpy, I am not nice, I am miserable, and he makes everyone around him miserable. And he admits to that.
Well, he can have a suite.
Kirk gets the good room.
Now, what's exactly the name of the floor again? Oh, You Poor Thing floor?
Yeah, You Poor Thing.
What portion of the hotel would that be in?
Well, we're making it flexible because we think when it catches on, it's going to grow.
Sure, like that terrible disease that your husband has.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You're leaving room for expansion is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Now, will this hotel specialize in anything else except taking care of your pansy husband who can't handle being sick?
Well, I thought we'd have a bar for the women to go and laugh. So they can all get together and have a drink and laugh about their husbands.
We're going to call it You Try Going Into Labor Bar.
Yes!
Oh, that's a good one, John. I'm sure this doesn't pertain to you, John, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say, I have never, I don't know. You'd have to ask the people in my life if I'm a bad patient or not. I, of course, don't think I am.
Well, I'm sure you are.
We know what you're like when you come to work and you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
Go on.
You're not very pleasant.
It's a male thing.
I guarantee when you guys have 101 degree fever that you're all daffodils and daisies and Dixie cups.
No one comes here with 101 degree fever, John.
Oh, I do, yeah. And I'm fine. I stay in my room and I keep to myself.
And infect everybody in the building. How kind of you. You ever see the movie Outbreak? You cough, they go through the vents, and guess what? We're all sick. And then the monkey.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the monkey and McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy is the first to go. Okay.
Jessica, I think we can add a frequent flyer card. They can earn points.
Gosh, you know, your 10th illness is free. Is that what we're doing?
Like a punch card.
Yeah.
Like, I want to punch you, but I'm going to take you here.
See, the idea is just getting better and better, June. You guys may be onto something.
I'm just saying. One wealthy investor, anybody listening up in La Jolla, wants to invest in our
John suddenly doesn't feel well, and he's going to be crabby about it. He can stay in La Jolla.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's fine. We want to encourage the men to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
They stay.
Will be pampered.
Well, June, good luck with your entrepreneurial idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think this is man bashing. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
I think this is unfair. Guys, we have to step up here. We are not all horrible patients. Surely we aren't, right?
I don't know. I think you could ask. I think there'd be some guys who admit that they are.
Ladies, will you want to check your husband into June and Jessica's hotel for pansy husbands when they're sick?
You poor, poor thing.
833-287-1037. Guys, step up for yourself. Ladies, maybe you agree with the other women in the room.
We do.
833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Producer Jessica and June, Jessica's mom, good news. Someone, Debbie, is so fired up about this idea.
Well, about June and putting together a hotel for men called Oh, You Poor, Poor Thing, where men who are sick can go.
Can you vibe with this, Debbie?
I'll buy shares in that thing. Stock and shares.
I'm going to buy stock.
And shares.
You got investors now.
My husband's a baby. He stubbed a toe. He thought he was dying. I'm not kidding. He stubbed a toe. Thought he was gone. That was his last day.
Thanks, Debbie.
Right. So now good news, guys. This is getting legs. You got investors now.
Exactly.
Mark, step up for us, man. Come on.
John, we're missing a golden opportunity, my friend.
Go ahead.
In 2 weeks, we have the biggest day out of the entire year. All of a sudden, oops, I came down with a cold. I'm going to be on the floor with a bunch of my buddies, and we just have to go to the lounge, watch the Super Bowl in peace and quiet.
So you're for the hotel so that you could get away.
Try that one on for size.
not really being sick, but just like, oh, maybe I got a bit of a cough.
If anybody asks, oh, I've got the worst illness on the planet.
Well, let's be honest. We'd say that anyway, Mark, wouldn't we?
All right. Thanks, Mark. Anonymous, go ahead and share.
I just want to see if I can make a reservation for the 5 days, please. The current situation is bad cold at the house. That's the diagnosis.
I think you guys are onto something here.
That's right.
Clearly, you all females think that we are really, really weak and really, really whiny.
That's so great, a 5-day reservation. Thanks, honey. I'll get working on that for you. I'm working the desk.
Hey, how we doing? Good morning.
Hey, Justin, what's going on, man? Are you going to take this man bashing?
So here's the crazy thing is my wife works as an x-ray tech for one of the big hospitals out here in San Diego. And I hear more horror stories about how the women are the most difficult ones to deal with when it comes to doing any of their stuff, like getting them in position, doing any of that other stuff. Like the men are just like, okay, which way am I going? All right, cool. Am I done?
Well, let's be honest. Does she do mammography? Because that's a whole different thing.
No, I did the whole thing, but now she's wanting to go back and get like the whole certification all over again.
Okay.
Well, awesome. I'm glad that your wife knows the real story. Okay. she's a medical expert, Tammy.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. Take care,
man,
pal.
I do want to open this hotel, though.
You're not alone, clearly. Right now, we want you to call 833-287-1037 and get on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so we can send you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore in July. Maybe you'll even win $100. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. This is, day 5, 6 in a row, Tammy, that you're helping your daughter move?
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Oh, you've shared. You voice your frustration.
Well,
you voice
it's a lot. And it's because we're doing the move a carload at a time, just because of the ability to get things in early, not have to do two big moving days. And I thought it might be easier that way.
Well, we've heard you explain about what the move has been like. I think it's only fair to have your daughter Morgan join us to give her side of the story.
Okay. Good morning, Mosey.
Good morning.
Hey, Mo. Congratulations on your new place. I heard moving's been going swimming.
Yeah, it's been going good.
All right, Mo, I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. And Tammy, I'm sorry. You've already voiced what's going on with you.
Okay, now let me preface this. So it's been every day, basically, after work, I go to Mo's and we pack up things and put it in the car and unload things at our new place. It's been a lot.
Okay, well, you heard your mom's side of the story, and that's, by the way, edited for your content.
Oh, my gosh.
Trust me. I don't mean to put pressure on you, but you did make your mom cheat on Dry January.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Yeah, well, she needed a glass of wine to stop the shakes after after a particularly tense move.
That was actually true on one day. I did when I got home. Yes,
so,
I did.
So
she told me about Dry January. I was like,
well,
bummer.
You ruined that for her. That you ruined it for her. But Mo, let's get back to you.
Would have ruined it for anyone.
I want to give you the opportunity on this platform to maybe go back at your mom and say, hey, by the way, you weren't so easy either, moving Mona. There has to be something.
How about
that,
moving mom?
Oh, that's better, I guess. I guess that's better. Hey, by the way, this is me and Mo right now.
I'm sorry.
This is your platform to go ahead and give us a moment, if you will, about your mom and some of her maybe less than stellar moving moments. A moment. Go ahead.
My new place is only 10 minutes away, and she'd stress about still having to move things after a week, week and a half. And I'm like, we're only 10 minutes away. Why can't we take maybe two carloads at a time?
Morgan, I want to let you know right now, as you were saying that, your mom almost broke her skull because her eyes were rolling so far back in her head.
I knew. And of course, I know she's tired after work, but she complains about, oh, I'm still helping you. I'm like, well, this could have been done sooner.
So mom's being a martyr, and mom is being now an avid complainer, is what you're okay. saying.
No, wait a second. No laughing back there, producer Jessica.
Tammy,
I am not being a martyr.
Tammy, let Morgan speak. Come on, okay. This is very healthy.
Yes.
Listen, this is therapy, John. Let me use my wisdom. So, Morgan, go ahead. What else is mom really bothering you with?
But no, honestly, that's really it.
Morgan, you're being tremendously likable towards your mom. I'm really trying here.
He's actually really good at it. If it was my dad, it would be a much different story.
No, that I agree with. Morgan, let me give you a blink twice if you're in trouble scenario here. There's a lot of people who are thinking right now that you are only saying this because you know your mom is listening and you're afraid for your safety.
Oh, my God.
And for that of your for that of your new place.
I think I might stay here today, Mom. Jeez.
If you do feel that way, say nothing for 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's messed up.
Okay, I guess, I guess it's legit. That's... Good luck in the moving. Congratulations again, Morgan. Sorry about your mom.
Oh, my God.
No, you're okay.
Jeez, John.
Does that mean you're not going to help me move the next couple of weeks?
I'm not helping anybody move.
Yeah, why don't you help me move?
All right, Mosey, I'll see you in a couple hours.
Bye.
So you're not going to help me move. Just
nope.
I think that's probably best.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Michelle is in Alpine. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well. I appreciate you asking. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Michelle, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yes, Tammy, please head on out.
All right, good luck.
Michelle, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg's Flight Risk had a $12 million opening. Not much, but it was enough to win the weekend box office. Who is Mark's oldest brother, who's a founding member of New Kids on the Block?
Donnie.
Dave Franco says anyone who has his phone number has reached out to tell him he looks like United Healthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. He hasn't received any offers to portray him on screen, though. Who is Dave's older brother?
Oh, my gosh, it's the guy that's in Spider-Man, I think. Franco. I can't remember.
Okay. Mindy Kaling is writing the 3rd Legally Blonde movie. The sequel to Legally Blonde was called Legally Blonde, Red, White, and What?
White and Blonde.
Kelsey Ballerini kicked off her tour over the weekend. Kelsey is involved with actor Chase Stokes, who is a star of this very popular Netflix teen drama. What's it called?
My daughter's watching it. Oh my gosh. She's obsessed with it. What's the I can see it. I can see the picture. She's always talking about how hot the guy is.
It's too bad you can't phone a friend right now.
It's Outer Banks.
Nice job. And finally, the Super Bowl madness has started as the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in New Orleans. Within 3 and without going over, which number Super Bowl will it be?
I believe it's Super Bowl 59.
Let's get Tam back in. Michelle, what you got going on today?
I am on my way to work.
Okay, what do you do?
I am a high school plumber.
Michelle today, Tammy, did 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg's Flight Risk had a $12 million opening. Not much, but it was enough to win the weekend box office. Who is Mark's oldest brother, who is a founding member of New Kids on the Block?
Let's see, Mark Wahlberg. It is, he's married to what's her face? Donnie Wahlberg.
That's right. 1-1. Michelle knew that. Tammy, Dave Franco says anyone who has his phone number has reached out to tell him he looks like United Healthcare CEO Keller Luigi Mangione. He hasn't received any offers to portray him on screen, though. Who is Dave's older brother?
James.
James Franco. Michelle could not remember. 2-1, Tammy. Mindy Kaling is writing the third Legally Blonde movie. The sequel to Legally Blonde was called Legally Blonde. Red, white, and what?
Pink.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself. Red, white, and blonde.
Blonde. Oh, that's right.
Michelle knew that, so it's 2-2. And Michelle got both of these right, meaning you need to do the same to force a tie, Tammy, or you lose $100. How do you feel?
Fine.
You tense?
No. It's fine.
Kelsey Ballerini kicked off her tour over the weekend. Kelsey's involved with actor Chase Stokes, who is a star of this very popular Netflix teen drama. What's it called?
Outer Banks.
Oh, Outer Banks. Michelle's daughter's a fan.
Yeah, so is my daughter. That's
says
why
how
I know
hot he is. Lucky Kelsey, all that stuff. And she got that, so it's now 3-3. Remember, you have to get this right as well, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl matchup is set as the Chiefs will take on the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in New Orleans. Within three, and without going over, which number Super Bowl will it be?
Okay, let me think here.
Remember, $100 could be Michelle, who got this right.
Stop now, I'm doing math. She'd be mad at me if I was doing math 25.
She got it right in the nose, as a matter of fact.
So 30, 50. I'm going to say it is 56.
You sticking with that?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You got it. 59 is what we're looking for. Sorry about that, Michelle.
Good.
You did everything you could. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we sure do have a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kit Moore at Gallagher Square at Petco Park. They'll be here July 19th.
Awesome. Thank you. That's so cool.
Michelle, have a wonderful day at school.
Thank you.
We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Finally, yesterday was kind of a weird one. I didn't know whether I should go out with a t-shirt, whether I should bring a winter jacket, whether I should bring an umbrella, whether I should stay inside and call it a day.
We got
a little bit of everything, didn't
we? We did get a little bit of everything yesterday. It was insane.
I went walking in the village. I had some chores to do, and I had Roger, my girlfriend, and we had some errands to run, and it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oof, maybe we're overdressed for this walk. Mm-hmm. We get back from our errands that were all inside. 2 hours later, it dropped like 15 degrees. We're like, ha, 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 ha. We stop at Papagayo for a little snack, and we're like, thank God you have the fires on.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'm thinking is, dude, you're from Minnesota and Chicago and Wisconsin. What happened to you?
You've lived here for almost 14 years, John, is what happened to you. I was helping my daughter move yesterday, and we hit the timing perfect. As for rain, you know, unloading everything, yeah, it was kind of cold and cloudy and chilly, but of course, unloading stuff, you get hot and sweaty and you're like, ugh. And I get in my car, and just as I'm coming up the grade in Crest to go home, the rain sprinkle started.
Perfect
timing.
So
it was perfect timing. Then the sun came out for a little bit, and we had the most beautiful rainbow over Crest last night. I posted it on KSON socials.
Right on. Very, very cool. You're about to listen to Warren Ziders, and that's great because you'll get all pumped up to get tickets to our next KSON Country Fest March 22nd at Gallagher Square. Not only is Warren going to be playing, but Nate Smith, who's one of the biggest stars on the planet right now, and Justin Moore, our headliner, our good longtime friend coming back to rock San Diego again. It's been a while since Justin's played a show here, so we are all very excited about this show. It will sell out. You got some time. It's not till March, but why wait? Get your tickets right now before they sell out at KSON.com. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.